I'm so excited to share this following exercise with you. This is so much fun and creates such a profound understanding of who you really are and how free you already are. As I've explained, I've done multiple hypnotic protocols on my journey to freedom, and because the changes happen on an unconscious level, I can't really be sure which ones created which shifts that brought me to the place of freedom I'm now in. However, when a hypnotist friend of mine demonstrated the following protocol on me, it allowed the final piece of the puzzle to drop beautifully into place that let me realize my own freedom and fully step into it. This created the shift that allowed me to have and embrace the complete and total freedom I now enjoy. Before you begin, I'd like you to gather up 7 pieces of paper and a pen. This can just be scrap paper you have lying around or sticky notes or anything you have handy. Just do it real quick and let's get right into this awesome experience. Pause the recording and come back to me when you've got your pen and papers. Okay. What I'd like you to do is think about the experience you want to achieve with this exercise by answering this question. If I had a magic wand right now and you knew I could grant any wish your heart desires and solve any problem for you, I mean any problem, I want you to imagine when that problem is solved and you can't even remember what it was like to have it, what will life be like? Who will you be as a person? And what kind of empowered things will you say to yourself and believe about yourself? And now I want you to write one of those things on a piece of paper in the form of just a word, a symbol, or a short phrase that represents this outcome. I want you to do this playfully, as if you're in a realm of infinite possibilities, and pretend that you know this dream is about to become true. Did you see the image of the child that was above this audio? That's who I want you to pretend to be as you write down the simple word, phrase, or picture that represents this outcome. From here on out, I'll be referring to this piece of paper as the outcome. Okay, here's where we're just going to get really playful. As you listen to this audio, feel free to pause anytime you need a little bit of extra time between steps. Because I'm going to ask you some questions that might not make total sense to your conscious mind. So I want you to just notice, as I ask these silly questions, what silly answers automatically and instinctively surface. Just go with the first thing that comes to mind from here on out. Okay, so right now I want you to just look around you, and bringing those blank papers with you as you move around, just place that first paper that represents the outcome wherever it needs to be in the space around you. I told you this was a little weird, but just go with me and do what feels right for you. Okay, leave that outcome paper here in this spot so that it marks this space. And what I'd like you to do now is place yourself wherever you are in relation to that outcome. And when you're in this space, what do you know here? And is there anything else you know about that outcome from this space? And what could this space be called? Go ahead and write the name of this space on the next paper and set it down here to mark this space. Good. Now, I'd like you to move quickly and intuitively to another space. And what do you now know from here? And is there anything else you know about that outcome? And what would this space be called? And write the name of this space on the next paper to mark this space. And now, move to another space. And looking out at all these things, what do you now know from here? And is there anything else you know about that outcome? And what would this space be called? And write the name of this space on the next paper and mark this space. And now, move to another space. And as you stand here and look out, what do you now know from here? And is there anything else you now know about that outcome? And what would this space be called? Just go ahead and write the name of that space on the next paper and mark this space. And now, move to another space. And from this space, looking out at all the other spaces, what do you now know? And is there anything else you know about that outcome? And what would this space be called? You know the drill. Go ahead and write the name of this space on the paper and lay it down to mark this space. And now move to one last space. And what do you now know from here? And is there anything else you know about the outcome? And what would this space be called? And write the name of this space on the paper and mark this space. You're doing so well. And now, I want you just to quickly and intuitively return to one of those spaces, but don't go to the outcome space yet until I direct you to do so. And when you're here, allow one of those other spaces to catch your attention. And what do you now know about that space? And now just go back to one of those other spaces. And as you're here, allow another space to catch your attention and notice what you now know about that space. Good. Now go ahead and go to another one of those spaces. And when you're here, what do you now notice about one of those other spaces? Good. And now move to another space. And when you're here, what do you now notice about this whole scene? Good. And now move to another space. And when you're here, what do you now notice about one of those other spaces? Good. And now move to the final space you haven't visited yet, but not the outcome just yet. And when you're here, what do you notice? And now go back to that first space with the outcome. And from there, looking out at all the other spaces and knowing all that you now know, what do you know here, now? And what difference does knowing that make? And I'd like you to just imagine taking that difference inside you and letting it spread and radiate through your entire body as every cell memorizes this knowledge and this answer. And when you're ready, you can gather up all those papers and place them someplace where you may notice them from time to time as they serve as a reminder of the changes you just made and the aha moments you just discovered on an unconscious level that will let you have this outcome easily, effortlessly, and automatically from now on. And now, I'd like you to finish with me as we stand up, hold our head high, smile big and outstretch our arms and say, something wonderful is happening today. And you do feel amazing, don't you? Go ahead and just bring this feeling with you the rest of the day as you enjoy the heck out of your life and savor every experience even more.